Blog Talk Radio.
Super Soul Sunday. I'm your host, Dr. Teresa Graham. So happy you've decided to join me on this beautiful Sunday morning for 30 minutes. Beloved, my topic of discussion is look for victory to come after the storm has left. Again, beloved, let me just go ahead and restate that. We must look for victory to come after the storm has left. In the New Testament, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, told his disciples to go to the other side of the lake, and as they were sailing quietly in the ship, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, fell asleep. And as he was sleeping, a rough storm arose, rocking the disciples' faith. Now, beloved, have you ever had your faith to rock with fear? Have you allowed faith to attach itself to your faith? Have you allowed fear to rob you of your faith? Have you allowed fear to cause your faith to fold under pressure? Well, the Bible says the disciples became fearful, thinking they were going to die in the midst of the storm. And so they woke Jesus Christ, Yeshua, up, saying, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" But beloved, not realizing that Jesus Christ, Yeshua, had already had the situation under control, even though he was asleep, he was the peace that the disciples needed in that hour. Now, the Bible says, beloved, that we are to cast all of our cares, meaning all of our anxieties, on him because he cares for us. We need to turn all of our worries over to him And Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7 says, we shouldn't be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Here in this story, beloved, about the storm, the disciples faced, we see, guys, as they faced the storm, we see fear had attached itself to them because they had lost focus on the peace that slept in the boat with them. Oh, God, let me just say that again. The disciples lost faith by looking at the storm and not seeing that peace was already with them in the boat. Oh, God, I pray somebody didn't miss that. Mark chapter 4, verses 9 tells us that Jesus Christ, Yeshua, got up. Matthew chapter 8, verses 26 shows us before he rebuked the storm, he said to his disciples, he said, you of little faith. And then we see Jesus Christ, Yeshua, in Matthew and in Mark, he gets up. He rebuked the wind and said to the roaring of the seas and the pounding of their waves, he says, peace, be still. And the Bible says, beloved, the wind ceased and there was a great calm. Beloved, if the question was asked today, are you trusting in the Lord with all of your heart and leaning not unto your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledging him? What would your answer be? Mm-hmm. Have you ever pondered in your mind, where is your faith? Where is your faith in God? And what type of storms are you allowing to cause you to fold up and run away from God? With fear attached to your future, are you worrying about food? Are you worrying about clothing? Are you worrying about a job? Are you worrying about paying your bills? Are you worrying about paying your car note? Are you worrying about paying your children's college funds? Well, beloved, I have good news for you today. Let's turn our attention to King David for a second, shall we? Beloved, King David was the king that the Most High God had chosen when he was just a little boy. King David was a king who had seen and experienced a lot in his lifetime, including the hardship and many trials that you and I face today. But because of his faith in the Most High God and because of his personal relationship with God, King David reviewed the trials and hardship by looking back on it all and his re-examining them. He concluded that in his experience, the righteous had not been forsaken and their children had not needed to beg for bread. Because, beloved, King David knew that God has the power to take care of those who are striving to do the right thing for themselves and their family. And so we can see now that King David concurred trusting in God's promises. Uh-huh. I really feel, beloved, that when we as God's children become self-absorbed in our lives and allow fear to rule our lives, we will see the little bit of faith this faith that we said we had will begin to diminish. Now, in Romans chapter 4, verses 20 through 21, the Apostle Paul describes Abraham's faith like this. Scripture says he talking about Abraham now, that he did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully convinced that he had promised what he had promised, he was also able to perform. Beloved, can I close with this one thought? Our faith in the Most High God should never be wishful thinking. Our faith, beloved, should always be a deep conviction and belief that God's word are true, and that what he say he would do, he would do, and that he is the perfect peace that we need. Amen. And so we got to believe that every promise that God has promised to us is true. Now watch this. And I want you to understand, beloved, that he is able to bring about his promises. Our faith should be made strong in Jesus Christ, Yeshua. And we, as the children of God, should know that faith is to trust God when we can't trace him. Oh, God, I felt that right there. Faith is the assurance and confidence in God. And faith is the living faith that is shown by your obedience and what you do for God. And the only thing that was special about Abraham was his faith in God, and how he demonstrated his faith. Now, lastly, we as God's children must keep our eyes on the Most High God, because the promise of God are sure. His promises transcend anything else we can seek, because we know God keeps his promises. And if you don't fall in the midst of the storm, beloved, you will experience God's promise, his perfect peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. Just know, family, his peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. We should never give in to fear when we are faced with a storm. Jesus Christ, Yeshua's disciples learned that even though they had walked, talked, and ate with Jesus Christ, Yeshua, and saw many miracles firsthand, they realized when the storm came, they learned that they lacked faith. More so, they saw at first hand the promise of God, the power of faith, and what they can accomplish with their faith in God. So my question to you today, beloved, where is your faith in God? Will you allow God to be God in your life? Will you take God's word as final authority in your life? Will you stand on the word of God? Will you tell Mr. Phil to get the step in her? Because faith lives in your house. Will you stand up strong and say, for God I live, and for God I will die? Will you stand up and say that you will trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not unto your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledging him, and he shall direct your path. Come on, somebody. And open your mouth and begin to give God praise. Come on, somebody, and give God praise. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it sounds like. But you got to give God the praise, because he's worthy. He's worthy of your praise. Come on, somebody, and give God the praise. Come on and give God the praise. Come on and give God the praise. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. You got to open your mouth and begin to give God a sacrifice of praise. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it feels like. You got to know that if God said it, it is so. God will come in your life and do what he said he will do. All you got to do, beloved, is cast your cares upon him, for he cares for you. I don't know about you today, but I love the Lord. Come on, somebody, and give God the praise. Come on and give God the praise. Come on and open your mouth and shake yourself off. I hear a shaking in your spirit. Come on, somebody, and shake yourself off. Come on, somebody, and shake yourself off. And stand on the word of God. Take God at his word. Know that if God said it, it is so. Come on, somebody, and give God the praise, yes. Come on, somebody, and give God the praise. You got to say like David said now. He said now that the righteous have not been shaken, forsaken, and their children have not needed bread for bread. Because, beloved, King David knew that God had the power to take care of everything that he needed to come in his life. And you got to know today that God will take care of you if you cast your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Come on, Shamba, and give God the praise. Come on and give God the praise. Come on and give God the praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I feel my help right there. I feel my help right there. Glory be to God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Shababoboshe. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Let me calm down here. Glory be to God. I tell you, I just got happy right there. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Glory, Shababoshe. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to God. I just got happy right there. I don't know about y'all, but I just got happy right there all by myself. Glory be to God. Because when I think about all that he has done for me, my soul say hallelujah. Glory be to God. I feel you, Holy Ghost. Yeshababoshe. I feel you, Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. Don't get me to reckon up my office today. Glory be to God. Y'all know I can get radical for the Most High God because I trust God. Oh, God. Yeshababoshe. When my faith was shaken, I had to trust God. I did not take the report of the enemy. Because, beloved, can I just say this quickly before I close? Many times the enemy will come in your life and he will bring a storm to try to shake your faith. You cannot get like the disciples was when they were sitting there watching the storm and Jesus was sleeping. Jesus was asleep. He was the peace. But their faith was shaken. And they had to shake Jesus and wake him up and say, Jesus, do you not care that we perish? Jesus told him, you have little faith. Jesus just did something that was just as simple as to say, peace, be still. When storms come in your life, beloved, you've got to say, peace, be still. You got to say, peace, be still. And you watch that thing in your life cease. It calm down. See, a lot of people, they run in fear when things happen in their life. And they forget all about the preaching and the shouting and the jumping and the praising and the hopping and swinging from the church ceiling and rolling all over the floor. They forget all about the word that they say they believe in. The Bible says in John 1:1, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So they forget about the Word is with them. I'm about to slap my own self. They forget about the Word. that's already there to solve any problems that they're faced in their life. But you got to stand on the Word of God. You got to take God's Word as final authority. Why read the Word? Why spend time with the Word? Huh? Why? If you're not going to use the Word. The Bible says, for the weapons of your warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. Glory be to God. That let me know I don't have to fight anything in my natural man. But I can look to God. Look to the hills, which cometh my help, for my help cometh from the Lord. That's all I got to do, beloved, is look to God. And he will fight my battles. Glory be to God. I don't have to fight for myself. I just stand on the word of God. And take God at his word. And know that if he said it, it is so. I don't have to look no way else but keeping my eyes stayed on him. Because he's going to give me perfect peace. Amen. If my mind is stayed on him. But if you get focused on the storm like the disciples did, you will die in the middle of your storm. You will lose your mind in the middle of the storm. You will lose everything in the middle of the storm. You will stay broke in the middle of the storm. You will stay sick in the middle of the storm. You will go crazy in the middle of the storm. You will experience confusion in the middle of the storm. Your faith will diminish in the middle of the storm. But you've got to understand that Jesus Christ, Yeshua, is there with you in the middle of the storm. Grab a hold of the word of God in the middle of the storm. Trust in the Lord in the middle of the storm. Increase your faith in God in the middle of the storm. All you got to do is depend on the word of God in the middle of the storm. If you don't faith, but walk by faith and not by sight, you got to stand on the word of God in the middle of the storm. Stand on the word of God in the middle of the storm. And you will see God fight your battle. You will see God supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. You will see God come to your rescue. But you got to stand on the word of God and know that peace is already in the boat with you. Peace is already in the ship with you. Take your eyes off that storm today. Allow God to give you peace that surpasses all understanding, because your mind is stayed on him. You may not understand, beloved, while you're going in the storm. But if you take your mind off of your problems, you will see that the Most High God is with you in the storm. Beloved, I got to go. Thank you so much for tuning in to our Super Soul Sunday morning 30-minute hour. Thank you so much. Remember to keep your mind stayed on him. Until the next Sunday, Super Soul Sunday, go in peace. Stay safe. Hug someone and tell them you love them. Bye-bye. Jesus Christ is coming back again. The dead in Christ shall rise. Can you hear the trumpet playing? Can you see the horses running?